Please just sit down where you are. You are one of the choir. Evangelical team. Missionaries. I know the light. Sit down where you are. You know one day. You become a worker in this show. Sit down as well. And let all other group excuse us. You can go out now. If you are not one of those people I've mentioned, you can excuse us now. Please record this one separately. Let us understand that it is workers' training.
Workers' message.
Workers' message. Workers' meeting. Any tea? You are working already.
If you have been working already.
Sit down here, sit down here, sit down here.
On a meta in a kejukosi.
Workers training class, this place, this place.
Okay, workers training class, it be
at this place, this place.
I want to teach you on a meta.
One day you want to become a worker in this church.
Ope di osise nu jo yi lojo kan.
This place, this place.
Aga meji to wa ni owo tun wa.
Let the choir move to this place.
E kan wa kori ma bo ni bi.
Find a place for yourself.
Why you far anywhere?
You can put another set of chairs along that place to make it convenient if possible. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to sit down too. We have chairs here.
And sit down as well. Let the pastor sit down.
Keep we go pastors now, can you go?
Shall we pray?
God,
we thank you because of this mighty time.
And
the grace given unto us to be a worker in your presence, in your fire. Lord, I pray today. The information you want us to pass across, let your spirit interpret it within us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we appreciate you because you are a loving Father. You are a kind God. We pray you pray for us once again in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you haven't said amen to that prayer, say amen in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let everybody now say amen in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Deuteronomy uri kerin.
From verse 4 to 9.
Not yet say a kerin. See, kesson.
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
With Deuteronomy, Uri Kerin.
From verse 4 to 9.
Ese Ikerin, see Kesson.
But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive. Every one of you this day.
Shukma. E yin ti o farama oluwa olorun yin. Gbogbo yin be laaye ni oni.
If you are dead, raise up your hand. If you are there, raise up your hand.
To bow and be, now it's okay.
If you are alive, raise up your hand.
You need to bow low, you know me, now it's okay.
Put down your hand.
Ya kausi.
If you are dead,
to bow tiku,
raise up your hand.
Now it's okay.
Okay.
Kusi.
Very good.
Oda.
But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day.
Eyi ti o faramo Oluwa Olorun yin.
Behold, have taught you statutes and judgment, even as the Lord my God commanded me that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it.
Wo, emi ti ko yin ni ilana ati idajo bi olu olorun mi ti pase fun mi pe ki eyin ki o le ma se be ni ile na ni bi ti eyin lo lati gba.
Why did God spare us? Because we cleave unto the law. Then why did God taught us his judgment and commandment?
It's
because what is written in verse
6.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Nítorí náà, ẹ pa wọ́n mọ́, kí ẹ sì máa ṣe wọ́n. Nítorí pé èyí ni ọgbọ́n yín àti òye yín ní ojú àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè tí yóò gbọ́ gbogbo ìlànà wọ̀nyí. Tí yóò sì wípé, ọlọ́gbọ́n àti amòye ènìyàn nítòótọ́ ni orílẹ̀-èdè ńlá yìí.
The sign of the Lord is for us to be declared as a wise person.
Ìfẹ́ ọkàn Olúwa ni wípé kí gbogbo ayé máa pè wá ní ọlọ́gbọ́n.
Ẹni tó mòye.
Somebody who is wise.
Kò fẹ́ ká foolish.
He doesn't want us to be fools. To be fools.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ká jẹ́ ọlọ́gbọ́n
olóye. Understanding.
Then he
taught us his precepts.
Because
and God did not use to teach
death.
And I used to tell us,
so far you remain in this church.
We
shall keep on correcting you. Keep on putting you right. Keep on admonishing you. Keep guiding you. But if by any means you find your way how, there's nothing we can do again. The priest will say, you don't become our enemy at all. But there's what we call disagreement in principle. Disagreement in principle. And mark this again. Anytime we meet any of their type, they are not our enemy. But where we stop before they depart, we continue again right there. Failure to do this makes us a fool. We don't learn understanding. We don't understand. I can imagine if anybody met that prodigal son when he was in a strange land. While he was still away, the only message would be, come back home. Your father is looking for you. No matter
how
he said, it's okay wherever he is or she is. You will know what such an individual is missing. He may not even know he has lost. The eyes might not have even been opened. But you that are inside, that we believe have understanding of the statutes and the commandment of the law, you must be able to know right from left. That was what God was saying. Unto thee it was sealed that thou mightest know that the Lord God is none else beside him. Excuse me, please. I'm reading, sorry. Verse 7, I want to read verse 7. For what nation is there so great, who had gone so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that he called upon him for.
Nítorí orílẹ̀-èdè ńlá wo ni ó wà tí ó ní Ọlọ́run, tí ó ní Ọlọ́run súnmọ́ wọn tó bí Ọlọ́run wa ti rí nínú gbogbo tí àwa kẹ́pẹ́ sí.
Ó yẹ ká lè dá nǹkan ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yẹn o. Èmi ò tí ì rí o.
I have never seen.
Ọlọ́run tó náà ló ń bi títí wá yìí.
The type of God that used to answer us, I mean, answer people like our own God.
Mi ò tí ì rú Ọlọ́run yẹn.
I have never seen such.
Mi ò tí ì rí o.
I have never seen.
That one make me to be. Yẹn ló jẹ́ kí n wa committed to this calling.
That was the reason why I am committed to this calling.
Mo believe pipo wọn náà pé this is the best place for you to be.
And I believe also pe you too believe pe ibi to dara julọ aye to le wa lo wa yi.
That is why you pass. That is why you pass all other churches and you come to this place.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi jẹ́ pé gbogbo àwọn ìjọ tó pàdé ládùúgbò yín lọ́nà ilé yín tó fodò tó ṣe gbogbo ẹ̀ tó fi ń bọ̀ síbí. O ò yabẹ̀.
I don't know how many of you.
Mi mọ o, mélòó nínú yín.
That you live, maybe this place is the closest church you have.
Tó jẹ́ pé láti ilé yín síbí yìí, kódà kó já àdúgbò yìí ló ń gbé pé ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì ló súnmọ́ ilé yín jù.
Raise up your hand.
Tó jẹ́ pé ẹgbẹ́ ilé ni ẹgbẹ́ ibi ló ń gbé.
Ọ̀nà sí o.
Kò sí.
Ó jẹ́ pé o ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì kan wà ìbáṣe kàbá méjì àbápọ̀lọpọ̀ ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì kó tó di pé o débì náwó rẹ̀ sókè.
If you have one or more churches that you will meet on your way before you come here, raise up your hand.
Ó pọ̀.
Everybody.
Ah, put down your hand.
Àwọn sílẹ̀.
Ìyẹn ló jẹ́ kí n mọ̀ pé kó tó di pé o wá ṣe gbogbo wàhálà yẹn tó fi yàdí kankan nù wọn yẹn.
That's why I agreed to this fact that before you can take pain of coming from your house to this place.
O ti mọ̀ pé this is the best place for you to be.
You've known pé ibi yìí ló dára jù fún ọ láti wà ní.
Even if you are maybe 6 years old or 10 years old.
Kódà kó o jẹ́ ọmọ oṣù ọmọ ọdún mẹ́fà àbọ̀ ọmọ ọdún mẹ́wàá.
Ara ìtọ́jú pé ọmọ yẹn ò tí ì pé ọmọ 10 years or 12 years.
We have seen a child of lesser than 10 or 12 years.
Tó yẹ pé bàbá rẹ̀ wá bí, ìyá rẹ̀ wá bí.
And the father is not coming here. None of the parents is coming here.
Ó dẹ̀ wá ẹnìkan ládùúgbò rẹ̀.
The person that child look for somebody in our environment.
Tó pè fún láti máa mú wá síbí.
Who volunteer to be bringing her to this place?
Máa sọ fún yín pé tàbá wá lẹ́ẹ̀kan.
I used to tell us that if you come once.
Tàbá fi lè wá lẹ́ẹ̀kejì.
And you come second time.
Ìwọ fúnra rẹ ló wá yẹn.
If you are brought the first time and second time you come, it means you come on your own.
If your husband is coming to this place.
Can he touch you local or anywhere?
Or your parents is coming to this place.
I won't be there. Be anyone.
What about Philip?
Whatever.
Go tell him what food in the other camp.
Make you to come with them for a whole year.
You will find a lower.
You are the one that come by yourself.
Oh, one
it means you like coming.
So that is what God is saying here.
I don't know, here.
Only take heed for nine. Only take heed. Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons. One, and thy sons.
Yes. Kìkìkì ìwọ kí o máa kíyèsí ara rẹ, kí o má sì sọ kí o sì máa sọ ọkàn rẹ gidigidi, kí ìwọ kí o má bà gbàgbé ohun tí ojú rẹ ti rí, àti kí ìwọ kí o má bà lọ kúrò ní àyà rẹ ní ọjọ́ ayé rẹ gbogbo. Ṣùgbọ́n kí ìwọ kí o máa fi wọ́n kọ́ àwọn ọmọ rẹ àti àwọn ọmọ rẹ.
Ẹgbẹ́ yìí dọ́kẹ̀.
Lift up your heads.
Kí làwọn nǹkan tọ́lọ́run ń kọ́ wa níṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́?
What are those things that God has been teaching us in this ministry?
Gbogbo ala gbọ́dọ̀ understand our goal in this church.
All of us must understand into jẹ́ ìlépa wa nínú ìjọ yìí.
Kì í ṣe pé bá ṣe ń ṣe ní ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì wa.
Not that this is what they believe in our church.
Kí ló fà á tá a fi múra bá ṣe ń múra yìí?
Why do we dress the way we are dressed?
Kí ló fà á? Kí ló sún wa débẹ̀?
Why do we come to this level?
Kì í ṣe pé bó ṣe máa ń múra ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì wa nìyẹn.
Don't just say that's how we dress in our church.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ yí ọ. Why do we reach that conclusion.
You must understand, eredite afi fi ohun so kan si pe ba se ma mura ni yi.
Then why do you do and manage the way we do it?
Kino de ta fi ma se igbeyawo wa ba se nse yi?
A ma nko awon mo wa ni ba se nse igbeyawo ni se ranse yi.
We used to teach our youth, our bachelors and spinsters, our marriage procedure in this church.
O de gbodo ye everybody.
But not only them, everybody must understand.
So if anything is going contrary around you,
to be suje pe to ba ri to yato si nta ajo mo yen lagbegbe re,
and you claim you belong to this church,
to wa so pe ara wa na si ni o,
and you, it goes well with you,
to je ko si wa ti Olorun,
that one enough declare you as a rebel.
Iyen nikan ti fi o han bi olote.
That one alone,
iyen nikan
declare you as a rebel.
O ti kede re o pe olote leleyi.
That you are not part of this system.
Oh,
and if you claim you belong to this church,
so,
and God have shown you mighty things, and convince you of your being here, and everything around you is contradicting it, something is going wrong in your spiritual realm.
A je pe ninu igbesi aye mi re lohun nkan o senu re.
Please, for God's sake,
jo tori Olorun.
Now Trump's did something this week, over this week.
Are ile America se kankan ni ose yi.
O ni America belong to God.
America ti Olorun ni o.
Ele pe Trump ni to ba wu yin.
You can call Trump whatever you like.
But o wa ti ofi kan ni ose yi.
He now made a law.
This week,
the law
if you
this.
Claim that America belongs to God,
America ti Olorun ni, ti Olorun ni.
And then millions of dollars. I'm fine. One soldier can do it. One try to change a yala. One city. Me. Me if I do kone. Me if I do bene. America government then sponsor it in the time past. Only pay the job to you. Oh, they sponsor a room, they may lie, because we go against the concept of America belong to God.
Only if we are saying America, Jetoluwa, and we are now using the money of America to sponsor people who are changing their nature. They want to, they are men, they want to become women. They are behaving like women. Say, in its own regime, the America is not going to be sponsoring such thing again, because it is against the law of that God.
Be 4,000 plus, you want.
About 4,000 plus of Americans, they now sue him to
court.
He told them in the court that do not pick up that case.
Only because it's not a case in America.
Only because it's not in America.
Why?
Reason?
Because I don't believe where people go on the same page.
He believed that they all should be on the same page.
What are we doing in this church? That
you didn't understand. We give room
on Thursdays.
Ni ojo Thursday, gbogbo Thursday.
Ko common ni bi gbogbo.
This is not common in all places.
Ko common o.
It's not common.
That all the pastor will sit down.
Gbogbo awon pastor de joko.
And to shall let me share joba.
Won wa sibi. Those that are still on the service,
and
they come here
full time.
Those that are not full time.
Won wa sibi.
They come here.
Kila njoko fun.
Why are we sitting down? What
we
are we
sit
sitting down for?
Here.
Ajoko sibi
to listen to you.
Lati tete gbo ohun to fe so.
To clear doubt.
Lati le mu iye meji kuro.
Before we get into any conclusion in this show.
Ka to fi ori koko so dun ninu jo yi.
It's never my idea.
Ko se pe ipinu mi.
Or my concept.
That
is why I cannot even change it myself. Even when we travel out of the country. Whenever we travel out, we always be glorious in anywhere we are. And to some of us again, we have the opportunity of traveling out. Even our students in the school. The concept of what we believe together become their purity. Then number three, in this church, we don't just teach Bible out of context. We don't do that. And in the time past,
ni awon igba kan.
People who mark the pulpit here,
awon tan go pepe wa nibi yi,
whenever they mark the pulpit,
ta ma ti go pepe,
and they try to be so theoretical,
to wa je wi pe eko e fi ti taye mo ti kainde e je ka so ni pe ni ti ogbon ori nikan.
We always caution them.
A man pe won seyin da won wi.
That is not our calling.
Bi pe ipe wa o jo mo be.
Ministry have callings.
Ipe gbogbo ipe lo ni to Olorun pe fun.
Some people teach knowledge.
Awon kan eko ori nikan na ko ni.
That you understand it in your knowledge.
Bi pe o fe bi lo fe se danwo.
They don't practicalize. They don't put the practical side of it.
Won ni ba o so aba life si se re.
What do I mean by this?
Kini tumo n ti mo so yi?
When I read something in the Bible that do not commit fornication.
Sabaka kankan ni Bibeli. Bibeli lo so be won ko gboro si agbere.
That is Bible concept.
Bibeli niyan.
Don't commit fornication.
Ma se agbere.
What is fornication?
Kini agbere gan?
In some churches,
ni awon ijo kan,
they just mention it.
Won kan so ni pe ma sagbere o.
Don't commit fornication.
Bibeli ni pe agbere o da.
And the church member did not know understand what fornication means.
Awon ijo da ma kan jagbere gan.
And they don't care about it.
En ton sagbere lowo gan mo pa won sagbere.
They tell you the story of Samson.
Won so itan Samson ni fun.
When he commit adultery, when he commit fornication.
Nigba to se agbere.
They will tell you the hand.
What does all fear for?
Then they will tell you the story of another person again.
What to say? Tell the mirror.
Another story about again.
After tell the mirror.
And they said you have finished Bible studies.
How many people to bury a Bibeli?
We don't teach like that in this place.
Maybe our okay. Keko to abe.
Not God not send us to teach Pentateuch.
Olorun ni ka lo ma ko eko imo ori
eschatologies.
Awon eko imo jin enu Bibeli.
We are not sent to teach knowledge.
Ah, ko wa lati lo ma ko akosori.
We are taught to teach Christian as a way of life.
Ohun ta ran wa lati ko ni o ni igbesi aye Christiani ni ise
as a way of life.
Gege bi igbesi aye eniyan.
How can I bring the fornication of Samson to your level?
Bawo ni mo se le mu ki agbere Samson ni ojo si ko wa si oye to le yi o.
I will have to explain to you.
Mo na saraye fun o.
When you open your eyes,
nigba to loju e,
and you look at a lady first time,
to wo mo bi ni lekini,
second time,
to wo lekeji,
and you lost after him,
to se fe ku fe si,
then that is fornication.
Agbere ni
we teach you that.
Ako ni
some people say you don't commit sin.
Awon kan ni e ma de se o.
What is sin?
Kini ese gan?
We mention sin.
How daruko ese?
What we mention sin?
Ta ba ti wa daruko ese?
How it relates to you? It is then we now come to the level, domestic level, that no matter how high you are in society, pride must not have chance in your life. Then when we mention that again, what is now pride? What is pride? Then we try to explain to you what pride really means. In the theoretical part of it, don't dress provocative. That is all. That is the highest some churches goes. That is the highest you can see them saying. Even the so-called ordinary churches, they won't tell you
what it stands for, what provocative dress.
They won't tell you that somebody who admire it has put it on. But yeah, what Tom and Evan, what do they feel confidently with that person? Then you have put it on.
They will not tell you that even if you do not wear it, and your children are wearing it, and you are now at the stage that you have complained and complained and complained that they did not consent. Therefore, you have kept quiet. You are already wearing it.
O ti di pe ki won na ba gbe photo won ko fi se profile picture ti ti e na. Then something is wrong now with you.
With their provocative dress, you are now using their picture as your profile picture. Then you are wearing it.
Oh, then click like is how to work. Not on Facebook. Then when I want it,
or you click like on their pages on Facebook. When they wear it, you like it. You wear it.
Or somebody who is not a child of God.
I mean, anything, someone
calling you your father, your spiritual father,
and
you keep quiet to that, it means to say you have become to become a father of vagabond or of familiar spirit. Then we explain to you into details. This ministry breaks information into the minimal level.
When
we tell you don't steal, we don't just stop there as ministry does. So when we say don't steal, we now tell you that some people are stealing government property, government money, government this, government that. They come to the pulpit with the record of people who are stealing in that of the assembly. They tell you the millions of things that they are stealing, this and things that are the church member now exonerated themselves that we are not cheating the government. Then in this church we come to the level. Even when your husband sent you an
error,
and he sent you 10,000 naira to go and buy something, you now remove 1,000 without knowledge of your husband to do contribution.
Over your 1,000.
Then we say you are a chief as well. How we break it down. We don't just believe that people who 3 million alone are the chiefs. That you that steal 1 naira, 2 naira, chief, steal. We believe we have to break it down. This is the kind of teaching God has put before us. And then we keep on that line. And whenever we have opportunities, and we are invited to anywhere,
CBKB,
though they think they are growing, we tell them that growth is not numbers.
Amounts of okay.
How many people do you have in your show?
We didn't
know. Growth is never counted in that kind of
thing.
What we use as growth is this. If you have 10 people in your shows, and 8 of them are heading to heaven, and you have 10,000 naira in your shows,
only 10,000 naira, you know, I can't
10,000 people in your shows,
only
2 are ready for heaven. Unto our God, somebody who have 10 people in his show is profitable to the kingdom of God as someone with 10,000. That is our concept. That's our growth. Our growth is not when you come here last week, you met us, we are 1,000. This week now, we are
1,500.
To us, that is not growth. Our growth is this. 1,000 last year or last week. This week, by the grace of God, about 800 has restituted their ways.
Maybe
200 has come to Christ. 300 has not ready to be working for God, and they have become to go out for morning cry. This
at
what we call growth. In those places, who are the people that are educated? They believe that people that OAU or UI or UniBen train. They are the graduates. Unto us, these are not graduates. Our graduates are the person that
our own graduates are the people who understand God's concepts.
Who understand God's concepts. and are ready to portray it anywhere they are.
They
are the
wise.
Understanding.
They are the ones who have understanding.
Who are ready to spread the gospel.
Anywhere
they make themselves.
See the
in some churches. When they see some people that have money.
Somebody I want to know.
Immediately they call them. They give them title. In our own ministry. It is not like that. We don't even know person that have money. Who doesn't even have money. We don't even see them like that. What we see, and we keep on seeing, is whatever position you are, celebrity become your order of the day. You are so temperament. And God is really working the grace out of your life. And Bible says, to all, the
redemption of man's soul is what? Is his
greatest
riches. That is what we see. The ransoms of somebody's soul is the riches, therefore. So who is now growing? Who is the person that is growing? Anybody we see maturity in his or her life is the one that is growing. We don't count age.
We count the time you use to bring resort to the kingdom of God.
That is what we reckon as growth.
And we pray for you
and the for you.
That the concept of this ministry, you understand it, and you'll be able to portray it anywhere you are. Say amen to that in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say amen to that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then as regards marriage, we keep on telling us, marriage is honorable. And either a person is here or outside this place, there is no way you cannot choose. Depend on how you love to be chosen. How you love your choice.
It's
dear. But we in this ministry, we believe that you can't sacrifice a lot like this. To come to this church for 2 years require top consecration. Talkless of 10 years. Talkless of 20 years. If somebody is born in this place, for example, and is now of age for marriage, what we believe is that the understanding of our marriage concept should be respected. Must be respected. You can't do it the way you feel it.
Oh, they say, or
the people of the world are doing it. We don't believe that. And nothing can make us to shame. That. Because we are led by that conclusion by God. If anybody wants to do otherwise, we believe it's not fighting against us. It's not contradicting us. It's contradicting the foundation of this ministry. And it's not going to be palatable with anybody. We won't smile at that person. At the same time, we won't compromise our faith. That's why we explain to us how marriage runs in this ministry. If you have any questions as regards that, we are always here to explain to you. Now, discipline is one of those threats or one of those measure in this ministry. We believe everybody must be ready to work for God, then if that one is your portion, no matter what you are outside,
you join up.
Just like myself, you remove title first. I started this ministry myself as brother.
Emi gan be mo bere ijo yi gege bi arakunrin ni.
I was first ordained in 1997.
Eh, odun 1994 ni won koko fororo yan mi.
So when we started this ministry in 2000,
but I wa bere ijo yi ni odun 2000,
I removed the title first.
Oh yeah, ordination gba yen mo mu kuro.
I wasn't a pastor then.
Mi ki si pastor.
So I was ordained again.
Si da tun mi yan
as a pastor
in year 2000
October.
Ni October 2000
was my ordination.
October 80.
And that is the highest ordination you can see in this ministry. Nobody is higher than that. That is where the ordination started in this ministry.
So
I was ordained as well. So if then, if you want to become a worker in this church, the procedure is this. You don't come from Bible school and become a pastor.
Oh, they don't call a call theology in a way, a copy belly can go by the pastor.
Or you come to say, I beg to apply.
That's
why you see every one of them in this church as a pastor. We train them. Ourselves. They understand what we are doing. Their marriage, their steps of life, they will be working with us. That is why you can see them as being a pastor. And then a time is coming as well where some people who have received their marriage again will become pastors. By the grace of God, say amen to that in the name of Jesus Christ. Because they have come to the understanding of our God. Then, if you now go to the workers' training class, there we train everybody together with the same goal. We don't just say, okay, you have to be trained for 3 months. For 4 months. For 6 months. God did not told us that. Bible says that people who believe, they were baptized and they become part of the
Lord.
That's what we read in our own Bible. There is no where we receive unbelievers into the water and they say, okay, go. And we don't understand that when you say, raise up your hand, say after me. Then tomorrow, you are going to the water. We don't believe that one is biblical. Salvation is a personal experience. So when we notice that in your life, you may be 50 in that group. Out of you all, we saw the fruit. We check your life. No more lying. No more hypocrisy. No more deceit. No more fornication. No more loss. You ask me, how do we know this? We have the sign of spirit. God gave it unto us. Then that one is so important to us. So when we single such people have, it
can
be 5 out of 100. It
can
be 50 out of 100. It
can
be 80 out of 100. Who has become a believer? We move them out. We put them before the church. Do you have anything against any one of them? If yes, please write a personal letter to us. Don't put your name there. Confess something we see and we don't see that you see as well. Then we will not put them on probation. Maybe for 1 month. Then we keep on examining again before we now take them for baptism. Then we will now instruct them into, we ask them to pray. Pray. Though when you are in workers training class, you can pray and ask God, God, where do you want to use me? If you see anybody working in this show, except on few occasions, we prayed. So when they prayed, they were led by God. So because it's a ministry, this is glorious assembly ministries. We are gathered together, pick one by. We are a big pieces of people put together. Not just like this house. You know. All the blocks, they're in pieces.
Some people want biriki to have my lady.
They are one by one. They put together in agreement. They become building. The same thing with this PVC. It is slice by slice. Put them together. They become a ceiling. The same thing with that happened to glorious assembly. We call it assembly. The assembly. The assembly of glorious people. We are individual set of ministries. Then we put us together under the same umbrella. We now become a church. Fellowship together.
See, I join Joseph.
Fellow in the same ship together. So when you move out of that stage, you pray. And God said, I want you to go and sing for me. Then go and tell us your revelation. You write it down. So when you write it down, then we fetch it. For only God knows how or how long. Once we are convinced that God is sending you as a ministry, among the engineers, the technical crew,
so
the upper room, and all the
line,
then we now call you to service. You will sit down in our midst. If peradventure, as you continue working for the Lord, if you see anything in your life that is contrary to that ministry you said God has called you
onto,
we will not mind how useful you are. We now call you to hold that again. What do you want to do? Go back to where you can be trained. That is what we call workers training. We don't have a particular class in this church. But we have workers training. We now send them to workers training.
So
when you get to workers training, from the choir, to workers training.
See,
not to downgrade you. You are like a footballer who was so active on the pitch. But when you are wounded, they don't keep on placing you. We take you to where you can be taken care of. Though you are useful to us, your voice is very wonderful. We don't have a substitute for your tenor. That one is secondary. We put you, your life matters a lot. We don't want you to keep on singing and go to hell. What we have seen, we now keep on addressing that. So when we see that maybe you are now becoming better, please listen to where I am now. That you are beginning to becoming better. God is leading us. Some people miss it up in this sea. There is no amount of reverence you can see yourself. Either negative or positive.
that
we are going to walk upon.
We,
no, impossible.
No. No, no.
It is what we see. Or what other workers see.
You
not even know about it. They may not even know that saying something like that. They may not know. So if you say, you see this, you see that. Either positive or negative. It doesn't take us anywhere.